This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It is music from Paul Truth, Winds of Change, alongside Fatima. Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is definitely in a full swing on the last Friday of the month. You know what we do, right? It means that we introduce you to an artist that is doing exceptionally well within the province. We call this segment Limpopo's Next Big Thing, and reaching out to all the artists out there. If you know that your music is registered, all you need to do is send through your music with your profile to music@capricornfm.co.za and chris@capricornfm.co.za. Do not forget to include Limpopo's Next Big Thing in the subject line, and we could be featuring you in the end of May. All right, today is no different. I'm joined in studio by Ramatala, Likureng's very own Nomole FSCM. But the streets and the game knows him as a Paul Truth, right? Good afternoon, my brother. How are you doing this afternoon?
Yo, I'm chilling, man. How are you?
No, I'm clean, blessed. Thank you so much for taking your time to come and join us on the show. Really do appreciate it.
Yeah, it's an honor. It's an honor to be here, man.
So normally when, you know, I have guests in studio, I play a game with them. We call this game This or That. So
okay,
basically,
cool,
I give you
cool.
two options. All you need to do is choose one.
Okay, cool.
All right, TikTok or Facebook?
Facebook.
Winter or summer?
Definitely summer.
All right. Being in studio or performing live?
Studio.
Single or taken?
I'm single.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee or tea? Coffee. Definitely coffee.
All right. Now that we got that out the way, you know, got to know you just a tad bit.
Yeah.
So to someone who's hearing you for the very first time, right?
Word.
Hearing Paul Truth for the very first time, how would you describe yourself? What kind of person are you?
I'm a laid-back person. Extremely love music. I love people. I love music. I love people.
Yeah.
Love God.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important aspect about me.
100%.
Yeah, follower of Christ.
Yeah.
Love people. Love music. Love the entertainment industry. Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Now, let's speak about this name of Paul Truth.
Yeah.
Where does it stem from? What inspired the name Paul Truth?
Paul Truth, basically, when I was studying music in Boston back in 2015, I was staying at a place called Cosmo City.
Okay.
So as you know, like metropolis and different ethnicities and stuff. So there's a church I used to attend out there called Livingstone.
Okay.
So like a lot of people from outside the country were struggling to like sort of pronounce my name and stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is Malay Fair. They were like, yo, you're not getting this. And then one of the ladies just called me Paul because it means humble.
Okay.
Yeah, so like she's like, hey, you're a very humble person and we can't pronounce your name, so your name is Paul.
Okay.
So when I started like my music day in terms of like recording, I wanted to like a name, my stage name.
Yeah.
Just sort of like conceptualize my stage name. Then I thought, hey, I love speaking about the truth. I love expressing myself about social issues, confronting stuff that's going on, speaking truth, basically.
Yeah.
So I was like, Paul Truth.
That
was kind of work.
Man.
Yeah,
that is
so
dope. Now, I mean, you spoke about, you know, your love for music and the way, you know, you live for the love of music. But when did you know that, you know what, this is actually what I love. This is actually what I want to focus on in my life. And when did you start recording this music?
I think I figured it out early in my life because in high school, I was already like out, you know, DJing and stuff like that, trying out different things. I was already out in the streets. And then I think recording my first time in studio ever was like 2014.
Yeah.
And then, but my first time in a professional setting was like in 2015 in Boston.
Right.
That's when like I got into like a professional setting in terms of studio.
Oh, dope, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So now let's speak about, you know, what inspires your songwriting.
Yeah.
What actually inspires your songwriting?
I think sometimes it comes from different places, you know what I mean? Sometimes I could be just like taking a walk or something. And then a melody will come, and then maybe I just record it on my phone. Or sometimes I could be reading something or like something on the news, and then I draw inspiration from that, and I sort of like take that and sort of like use that energy to translate it into music.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, what would you say has been, you know, your biggest challenge in terms of navigating the industry?
I think being an independent artist, you know, like not having the proper financial means.
Yeah.
Like not that I haven't been helped, I think my mother has been like very helpful. Shout out to my mother, Mukhadi Seyama. She's been extremely instrumental in terms of like helping me push my career. But like, yeah, man, being an independent artist is hard. It's extremely hard. And I think now it's harder because I'm doing hip-hop and like the industry is so like, you know what I mean? It's changing in a way. You know how the entertainment industry
most
is.
Definitely.
But you know, you gotta have faith and stick to your guns.
No, that's very true. But now, speaking of which, you know, that Oledi's there with you, for you, you know. If it wasn't for that, how do you think you would be able to overcome these challenges?
I think just pushing, man.
Yeah.
I think like now, the privilege of social media, you know, I think I saw an interview Fabulous did recently, and he was speaking about how like the industry now, it's more advantageous in terms of like you putting out your music, because back then, like when they started out in the 90s and stuff, you had to like get a proper record label, a deal, and then you won't be able to like put your music out. But now, because as long as you're able to get access to studio, record music, I think you could just push content, TikTok, on Facebook, on other social media aspects. So, yeah.
So things are actually easier now.
Yeah.
In terms of putting out music.
Yeah, in terms of putting out music, it's easier. Yes. But in terms of just, because there's still the marketing aspect, 100%. You have to, you know.
Everything needs money, man. Everything needs money, man. But now, to flip the script, what do you think would be one of the biggest highlights in your music career to date?
To date,
yeah,
I think the biggest highlight was like me having the opportunity to shoot a video with Offense Moise, which is like one of the biggest
OM is big,
video,
man.
Huge. OM is huge. We shot that with him and debuted on Trace Africa, and then, yeah, man, some appearances that I did on television, the morning show on ETV, but also like, you know, sharing a stage with guys like, you know, DJ Mapore, Kulichana, your likes, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's been one of my biggest highlights, man.
Nah,
like me being like inspired by Kuli, just having close up opportunity to meet him, speak with him. That was like very inspiring.
Nah, dope, man.
Yeah.
Do you think like the province is doing enough, you know, to bring out fresh new talent within the province?
I think guys like you, you know, they're putting guys on the spot. You know, I saw like my homie, one of my homies from Amatala, Psychonic, was here.
Because
like I remember him just being a kid, being in the studio with him way before he popped. So like, you know, I think guys like you, man, are doing an amazing job just to put us on. Yeah, so like respect for that, man.
All right. Yeah. We still hang out with the one, the only Paul Truth. I'm going to play you one of his other songs, man, just now, right? But if you have any messages, if you have any compliments for the brother, Paul Truth, do send them through to my WhatsApp line, 079-899-6226. That is 079-899-6226. I think I've got a voice note here. Let me check it out.
Hey, guys. This is Bashin Siema from Likuring. Shout out to Paul Truth, man. Mfana, we're so proud of you. And we can only wish you the very, very best. Keep on keeping on, Baba. The industry is a dog is dog, eh? But hey, keep pushing, fun. Give it your how more Pretoria mo. Away.
Shout out, man. Family's everything, right?
Word.
They need to support you so that at least when you have shows, if you have your own shows, at least you know what four people are there within the crowd, you know?
Word.
So it is so, so dope, man. Shout out. So keep your voice notes and your messages coming through. You have anything to say to your bro?
I love him so much, man. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been an artist, because he used to collect a lot of music, like crazy vast majority, like crazy music. So
he's one of the inspirations,
exactly,
well,
man.
Yeah.
From hip-hop, R&B, everything.
So I know we touched a bit on, you know, your writing process, right? What actually also gives you that push? Is it maybe you need to hear a beat first, or whatever you see outside, you write first and then the beat comes after? How does it work?
Yeah, I think the beat as well. Even this song, Ali Tlabile, I heard the beat first. One of my homies at Club Zen has worked with like Nadia Nakai, has worked with like Ntiki Mazwai and the likes, you know.
Okay.
Very dope producer, Club Zen. He gave me the beat like early January. It's like just the... send me the beat, hey, kill. When I heard it, it drew something inside of me. You know, it was just the beginning of the year, and I was like, I needed to put out something that I can inspire people to push, you know. Hence, I say, like, Galitlabile, you know what I mean? We gotta push.
All right. Yeah, I don't know, man. When I hear your songs, when I heard these songs, and some of them, like, for example, Galitlabile, it drew me to Butuk Singanga. I don't know.
Yeah, Mutuako.
So it was like a Mutuako Tuk Singanga feel, and I'm like, that's what I heard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, let's speak about, I mean, I've had a lot of Lekompo artists come through.
Yeah.
Influential Lekompo artists that started off as hip-hop artists.
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
a lot of people, we know they're leaving hip-hop. You know? Is this something you would consider?
I was actually, funny thing, I was actually speaking to one of my guys about this. Yeah, I wouldn't mind hopping on a Lekompo beat, you know, but it kind of like has to be the right beat and the right feature as well. Because I see one of my guys, one of my homies, Dil Brill.
Yeah,
is a very close friend of mine, you know. Yeah, when he was making that transition, I was kind of like, yo. But he kind of like, you know.
And he settled.
He glided on it nicely and he's doing very well. And shout out to Dil, man.
Man,
yeah,
one tap. Now, when it comes to, you know, South African hip-hop, do you think we still, you know, stand a chance? Because, I mean, looking at, as we know, events, they book less hip-hop acts. I mean, I'm a hip-hop DJ, and within a night, if they book me, there's no other hip-hop DJ that they'll book, because it's like one hip-hop DJ a night with these events. So, do you think we still stand a chance?
Yeah, definitely, man. I still feel like there's still a huge market for hip-hop out there.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I just feel like if radio can push it more, you know, if TV can push it more, I feel like, man, we still stand a chance. And, man, there's great hip-hop music that's still out there that people can really vibe to.
All right.
Yeah.
No, most definitely. So, your last body of work, the EP that you dropped, was titled Stars Aligned, right?
Yeah.
So, tell us about this project.
Yeah, Stars Aligned. Worked it with Clubs and Again.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was just like, how can I put it? Exploring.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Exploring sounds and stuff like that. And, we put it out and... I did a single there. I released a single called Likure on that EP. It did very well, number one on Mokopane FM. So it was pushing. It was pushing. It did nice numbers.
All right. Yeah. Now, your sophomore album, Champion.
Yeah, Champion.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about this one as well. You're releasing. You're not playing games here.
Champion was sort of like solidifying myself, because I released my debut album, Unactualized Project.
Mm-hmm.
So like... Champion was me like trying to prove to myself that I can still put out like a nice body of work. So, but I was like, I shouldn't just put an album out only, because it was like, I put out videos, I put out a documentary for it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, just really like trying to capture where I come from and my vision for the future and things like that, you know. Yeah,
right.
Because sometimes not only about, you know, commercial reasons, pushing numbers, it's also about like doing legacy projects that are going to live forever, you know, something that can, like, artists that are going to come, like, you know, after you to sort of like draw inspiration from.
There's something that I think me and my producer, Chris Trini, spoke about, and it's happening with so many artists, right? So what happens is when you find that an artist has been in the game for 8 years, right?
Yeah.
But then they receive or get their breakthrough on the 9th year. Then do you know what happens?
Uh-huh.
As soon as that song breaks into the market and it becomes one of the biggest songs, people go back to your catalog.
Word.
And they start listening to where you started.
Yeah.
And those numbers are now going to blow up.
I'll make
an example. Musa Keys.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Musa Keys released music when... I think it was Samarian Boy, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
It dropped and then people went back.
Mm-hmm.
Then when Selema came through, they still went back to, you know.
His old catalog.
Then the numbers did wonders.
Right.
So I think just releasing and being consistent is something that you never know when your big break is coming.
Exactly, man.
Right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about this year. I mean, we're almost in the 5th month now.
Yeah.
What can we expect from you within the year 2026? What are your plans?
I think I'm just gonna continue putting out more music.
Okay.
You know, putting out more music, hopefully more visuals and collaborations as well. You know, as we spoke about the Lekompo thing, but I'm not promising anything, you know what I mean? But if it does happen, you know, it has to happen organically. But yeah, I'm just gonna continue putting out more music, hopefully more content, more visuals and stuff like that.
And I might be wrong, I might be completely wrong with this. You know, I'm not a good judge of character, but hence I mentioned and I put you in the box in some Duk Senganga kind of, you know, category. And I'm not saying it's not gonna happen.
Okay,
but I feel like it's not gonna. You're gonna feel like, ish, I'm out of my shell here when you do some Lekompo stuff.
Yeah,
as you said, you're humble, you're calm, you're chilled.
Word.
So now you're gonna need to be a bit loud. you're gonna need to pop off on stage, be aggressive. Is that something maybe that you see? I don't know in yourself.
I feel like there's still a lot of aggression in me. I mean, if you listen to the rest of my catalog, like my albums, like for instance, the track that I shot a video for, Pusha with Offenser.
Yeah,
it's very aggressive, like trap
beat.
Yeah,
okay.
Trap beat. The video is on YouTube as well, so people can check that out. So even though I'm laid back, I still have a side of me where, like, where you know what I mean?
Because
if you see my performances, they're very high energy. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, no, that's dope, man.
Word.
But I've also checked, you don't work with a lot of artists. Why do you think that is?
I don't think it's intentional, man. You know, I think maybe it's because I haven't networked enough, you know. I think maybe I haven't networked enough with a lot of artists, or just the timing, man. The timing.
Right. No, but it makes sense. So if I were to give you a blank check right now, of the top five people you'd love to work with, who is on your list? Let's do local and international. We don't have to do 5-5. You can split them however.
Five
of local and international artists.
Wow. I think it'll be like Nasty C. Nasty C is nice. Madlera. Aries.
Okay.
I mean Stogie T. You know.
You're with the lyricists.
I think but also in Limpopo, I mean,
you left one
like
out.
I
one more.
I think Dale, I still, because me and Dale, we've been like, we once spoke about a feature, you know.
Okay.
Because like I was thinking of featuring another act with him. So we spoke about it, but we never got an opportunity to get in studio. So I'd love to work with him. And him being from like hip hop, and you know, he ventured into like that other genre. I think me and him can kind of like, you know what I mean,
bring something together.
Exactly.
No? All right. Now let's speak of the future, man. Where do you see Paul Truth in the next 5 years?
Oh man, I think I want to venture more into the music industry. You know, not just recording. Okay. But more into like events and stuff like that, you know. Yeah, hopefully like you know, podcasting, stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, something that I'm really interested in. So merchandising, stuff like that, you know, clothing. Yeah,
that's that
kind of like my thing. Yeah,
that is dope. Let me check out these messages here. There's a message that says compliment to you, or compliment to the young G. Bona Butine. There's nothing less than love. So what I mean is that when you love what you do, then it will love you back and it will last. So music is a healing session. So remember always that you do music for us, not for your desired thing. Let the music be a production that will make you deliver what we keen for, and let for not fear stand in your way. As the king said, I too heard your style as Motswako. Keep it up, dog, you the best. And this is from a brother called Matthew Puti, which says, or he says rather, that you must keep shining.
Oh, thanks a lot, Matthew.
Is there a message here that says, shout out to Capricorn FM for giving local artists an opportunity. Much love and light, guys. Peace. We really do appreciate that. Thank you so much. So before I let you go, brother, I mean, where can people find you on the socials and follow your work?
At TikTok is at 77 Paul Truth. And Instagram, Paul Truth 2, one word. And then Facebook, it's Molefe, Paul Truth, Seema. And YouTube as well, Paul Truth. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any shout-outs that you'd like to send out there to people that know you, to whoever? Any shout-outs?
Yeah, definitely. There's one of my sisters from Ghana that's listening, Genevieve Ankra. So I'd like to send a special shout out to her. She texted me just before I got in studio she's listening from Ghana.
Wow.
And then yeah, all my people from Likureng, you know what I mean? Everybody in Limpopo, basically. And yeah, man, this, I remember when this station like was starting up, I was like in grade 6, grade 5. So it's like a huge honor and a privilege being here, man.
That is so dope, yeah, man. That
shout
is
out
so
to the listeners of Capricorn FM.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Keep streaming my music, man. Check me out, Spotify, YouTube, documentaries, music videos, music in general, man. Share, and it's all love, man.
All right. Big thank you, my brother. Thank you so much for taking your time to come through, to come and engage and have this conversation with us. We really do appreciate you. All the best in everything that you touch in the future, everything that you're busy with right now. All right. May God guide, protect you, be with you. And we'll see you on the top. Because when you get to the top, you need to come back. You need to come back home and tell us that, hey, man, after that interview, ABC happened. Right?
So
a big shout out to you for coming through, my brother. He goes by the name of Paul Truth. So check him out on all social media platforms, as he has mentioned, and stream his music.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.